Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Several logging incidents left three Humboldt residents dead over the weekend. On Friday, Garberville Ambulance and CAL FIRE responded to a property in Garberville in which 66-year-old Thomas Rea was deceased. Rea died as a result of blunt force trauma from being struck by a log he was working on while cutting firewood. Also on Friday, 53-year-old Mad River resident William Thomas did not come home from his job as a timber faller. His wife and his co-workers found him deceased at the logging site south of Stapp Road in Neyland. Thomas was struck by a black oak tree that fell for an unknown reason. And on Saturday, 23-year-old Eureka resident Jason Nelson Meng was working as a choker setter when he was struck by a small redwood tree that fell over after being hit by a log. City Ambulance of Eureka and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene, but he was pronounced deceased. Officers with the Eureka Police Department made two arrests on Saturday and Sunday in relation to a gunshot fired in the city on Saturday. Officers responded to a disturbance at a property in the 800 block of H Street. While detaining one person, 36-year-old Eureka resident Thomas Frank, a single gunshot was fired. No one was injured and officers did not return fire, but it is possible that the shot was fired directly at the officers. Frank was taken into custody on a parole hold, and officers also arrested 18-year-old Eureka resident Caleb Hoffarth on suspicion of illegally possessing a loaded firearm. Officers arrested 21-year-old Derek Adair on Sunday north of the H Street property. Adair was found with a loaded handgun that showed evidence of being fired. He was booked into jail on suspicion of illegal firearms possession. Law enforcement are investigating the incident as being potentially gang-related. This week, the California Highway Patrol is observing National School Bus Safety Week, highlighting the importance of the safe transportation of students throughout the state. 1 million students in California ride on school buses daily. In order to drive a school bus, drivers must go through rigorous training and a certification process conducted by the CHP. The CHP also inspects and certifies every bus annually. According to the California School Employees Association, studies reveal that the most dangerous aspect of the school bus is when the students are entering and exiting the bus. Motorists are encouraged to be mindful of buses when their warning lights are flashing. If the bus is flashing yellow lights, motorists should slow down, while red lights indicate that motorists must stop. In 2011, there were more than 1,700 collisions involving school buses, but preliminary data indicates that no school bus passengers were killed in those collisions. The City of Arcata's Environmental Services Department, along with the Humboldt Fish Action Council, are looking for volunteers to assist the Humboldt State University Natural Resources Club with cleaning up Jane's Creek near Stromberg Avenue for Make a Difference Day on Saturday, October 26th. Volunteers will meet at 9 a.m. at Hilfiker Drive in Cropley Way. Work will consist of removing invasive plants at the creek. Participants will receive tools, beverages, and snacks, and be sure to wear work clothes and closed-toed shoes. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Reese Bullen Gallery at Humboldt State University will celebrate the school's centennial with the final installation of a three-part art faculty exhibition series. The exhibit, entitled Revisit, Art by Former Faculty, will focus on artwork created by teachers that worked at HSU from the late 60s to the early 90s. The exhibit includes pieces by 27 different artists and features drawing, painting, photography, sculpture, jewelry, ceramics, and printmaking. Gallery Director Michelle McCall Wallace said in a statement, and I quote, "Many of the artists in the exhibit taught at HSU for over 25 years and are fondly remembered in their role as teachers, colleagues, and members of our community." The exhibit runs from November 1st through November 21st, with a free opening reception on November 1st from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And the fall season is deer mating season, meaning that deer are more likely to be out and about on the roadways. The California Highway Patrol asks that all motorists be extra vigilant when driving through areas with high numbers of deer. The CHP reports a spike in traffic collisions during this time as a result of deer. Be especially attentive between sunset and midnight and in foggy conditions. Drive carefully in areas that are known to have high deer populations, and if you see a deer, slow down, as there are probably more deer nearby. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.